Good morning. It's July the 29th. Yes. July 29th, 6:57 a.m. 6:57. I don't have to get up early today. I didn't have to get out right at the crack of 6 to make sure I got back in time to take the kid to school because school ended. And as a result, it was nearly 6 o'clock before I rolled out of bed. It was actually after 6:30. 17 minutes ago, when I walked out the door. I'm not quite awake yet. It's still rather, it's not drizzling exactly. It's got a mist that is actually strong enough to coat my glasses. So it's not exactly raining. It's a long way from being exactly dry. I put on a windbreaker because it looked cold and ugly out. I'm a little bit regretting it at the moment because it's overcast and gray, and in the right places it's breezy. Right here it's not, and all of a sudden I've worked up a sweat. How romantic. Anyway, let's see, what am I thinking about today? Today. Okay, I've been working on the email list. Some of you let me know that the emails weren't coming through. I went back and looked and saw that apparently this mailer keeps track of failed email sends. I didn't have any failed sends, but I did have some interesting issues with throttling. That I was sending too many email messages to particular servers, apparently. And I think some people can't actually receive HTML emails. Either clients don't accept it, or it doesn't go through, or something, I don't know. Because I did two things, which is stupid, but I did two things last night that changed the dynamic. And one was sending a text-only message along with the HTML. The other was change the throttling settings. So instead of sending 2,895 emails in 10 minutes, it took the better part of an hour and a half, which is fine, which is actually quite good. I'm not in any hurry to get all the emails out right away. And the upshot of that is that I've had a lot of people write to me and say, this is the first email I've gotten from you ever. So, yeah, that's probably one of those things I've got to fiddle with a bit. I still saw throttling errors in the mailing log. And I think what happens is that if it can't send because of a throttle, then it says, okay, hold a second, and then tries again. I've got it sending one email, trying to send one email every 2 seconds. May need to knock that back. Randomize the list a little bit, I guess, maybe, but yes, foggy, wet, a little bit breezy, a good day to stay in, and take care of working on captain's chair. I didn't get a lot of work done over the weekend. It's probably not too surprising. I got a lot of work done last week. Last night, actually, did quite a fair amount of publishing work. I got full share up on Kobo and Barnes & Noble. I don't think either one of them is cleared yet. As soon as they do, I'll take the newest double share file and start pumping that out to the various places. But having the books established is the most time-consuming bit. As soon as they clear, I can't do much. I don't want to release another book while there's still books pending. Kobo is kind of a mess. There are 3 books in progress on Kobo. Even though Ravenwood, the Kobo version, shows up in their catalog, it's still showing in progress in my status bar, which means I can't really get any reports on how well it might be doing. Just tedious. Exceptionally tedious. So I wrote to them again. I wrote last night. So yeah, I got some work done yesterday. It wasn't a big work day, but I did make some progress. I did push things forward a little bit. Today is therapy day, so I need to get home, get my breakfast in me, get a cup of coffee, get over there, take care of that business, stop the grocery store on the way home. Good morning. How are you? I'm good. How are you? Yes. Beagle lady. So yeah, it's going to be a work day today. If I really knuckle down, I have a pretty good feeling about getting Captain's Chair ready for release on August 1. Gives me, today's the 29th, 30, 31, gives me basically 3 days, today, tomorrow, Wednesday, to get the book edited, formatted, and load it up. That should be doable. I should be able to get all of the copy edits in between today and tomorrow. I mean, there's a lot of copy edits. And I've done I've done some already. I've done some of the engineering division style changes, kinds of stuff that I can do out of my head monk pole, because I know every book has to be checked for consistency on how it's using terms like engineering and engineering division, engineering officer. Oh, excuse me. That one came out of nowhere. So yeah, if I get Captain Chair out by August 1st, then I can go spend the intervening time getting Ravenwood recorded and edited. Well, shouldn't take all of August, although the rate I'm going, it might. It's a pretty long book. Then I can work on, if the edits aren't back on Owner's Share by the end of August, and I can work on getting the paperback editions rolled up. I already have a CreateSpace account, so that's pretty easy. And I'm debating on whether or not to continue to use the free CreateSpace ISBN numbers. And on the scheme of things, all things considered, I don't think it really matters. I know it's like, oh, well, you need your own ISBN number so that, you know, you are in control of your own destiny and you have your own identity. And it's a, in order to get them down at some kind of reasonable price, I have to buy like 1,000. No, I guess it's 100. If I buy 100, I think it's $1,000. Now, if I start using my own, then that 100 is going to get burned up pretty quickly between print and hardcover. The other side of that is that I probably need to have my own in order to do the hardcovers right. I'm not sure what Lulu's or Lightning Strike, for that matter. I'm not sure what they do for ISBNs, whether they provide them if you don't have them, or what. Might be worth buying them. That way I'll have them. I'll have to go look. Volker's probably raised its prices. They're making so much money off from ISBN numbers from independent authors. Well, speaking of prices, a discussion on Kindle boards, it's like, one of the perennial discussions on, well, how much should I charge for my book? And there's a fellow in there who's adamant that what you should do is charge what other people are charging. And I'm just as adamant about, no, my price is part of my brand. I charge what I charge. The other people can charge whatever they like because it's their business. This is my business. My business, my price is part of my brand. My brand is $4.95. And I do that because I have faith that the readers will find the books and buy them in enough quantity that I don't need to charge $7.95 in order to cover my costs. That has very little to do with valuation of my work. This is one of the bullshit arguments that drives me crazy. It's like you have to charge enough so that people know that you value your own work. It's like, no. There's different ways to value work. That's the thing. It's not one model of value. It's not whatever the price tag is, that's how much it's worth. No. Some of the most egregious pieces of crap cost sometimes the most. Not always, but sometimes. And mainstream press certainly doesn't price books that way. They price books based on how many copies they think they could sell and how much they think they can make per unit sold and how much it costs to produce and distribute the books. And so, yeah, they're not pricing based on the value of the work. They're pricing it on a cannibalization model and windowing releases so that one model doesn't release. Good morning. So that one release doesn't cannibalize the next. So yeah, this idea, I'm not sure where it came from. Probably from the 99-cent backlash. This idea that the value of your work is reflected in the price tag you put on it. It doesn't exactly work with me. It doesn't exactly fly with me. I'm sure there's probably some art and economics model that suits that. If I start charging $7.99 so that my books get sorted into the same tier as the low-end mainstream books, will they suddenly start flying off the shelves? I doubt it. I mean, it might gain some incremental amount of visibility through serendipity. But the reality is, serendipity is not what I rely on for discoverability, which is why $4.95 is part of my brand. So it's an interesting discussion, and one that shows I really am not in touch with how most of the indies are doing it. A lot of them are following Dean Wesley Smith's model, which I find to be amusing. I think even now I'm outselling. At least two of my books are outselling almost all of his. And 18.25 on the back half, not too bad on a kind of drizzly, sticky, ugly day. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.